Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Yotet. We're holding on a Mishnah on Yotet Amud Bet. Zorka Helika Mishnah, in Kotvim Shtari Chov B'moed, somebody who needs to take out a loan is not allowed to write out a shtar on that loan. But if the lender, Iminoma Aminom, the lender does not believe it, and therefore he won't be able to take out the loan without it. O Sheim Ma Yochal, as we explained earlier, this is a reference to the sofer who writes the shtar. So if anyway the sofer needs to make money, and this is a good excuse to get him money. So then, Hareza Yichtov, in Kotvim Sfarim Tfilinu Mezuzot, you're not allowed to write, even though it's Sorche Mitzvah, Sfarim Tfilin and Mezuzah is Bemoyed, Ve'in Magiino Otechat, you can't even fix one letter. Afilu b'sefer, there's two lashonis over here. B'sefer Ezra is the way it's written, which is, would mean the sefer of Ezra, sefer that everybody is relying on. And others learn sefer Azara, the sefer that was in the Azora, which Rambam brings, that everybody would be able to be magia. There's sefer Torah keneged that sefer. So even if there's an os that needed to be fixed, you can't even do that in the sefer Azora. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, toteva adam tefilin mezuzot latzmo, v'tovel arirecho techelet letzitziyuto. Let's say somebody needs tefillin and mezuzos. Here, of course, the question is, why would he need tefillin if you don't wear tefillin? Don't you chalom? That's the raya of the sheet as a whole, that you wear a tefillin during Chol HaMoed. Now, this is one that it means. If you're going to need the tefillin immediately after the Moed, there won't be any way. If you're going to put on your tefillin, it's so yontif, shvur shachris, you don't have tefillin. It would also be considered to be a tzerech. So over there, you're allowed to write for yourself. Obviously, you can't write with a shinui, because everything is ma'akad. But when it comes to tviyav, the tzitzit, you're spinning your tzitzit, there you can do a shinui. So even though you have to make your tzitzit, even though we use the word tchelet over here, obviously it doesn't only mean the tchelet, it means the chut lavan as well. But since the ikar mitzvah is tchelet, we always refer to the tzitzit as tchelet, it's often in Chazal that we find the word tchelet is taken to mean the chut tzitzit. So that you do, but you do with a shinui. Shinui is, Ayurecho. In other words, you put the we'll see how far of a shinui it has to be, but you put the chutim across your lap, and the parshas means you're twisting it with your hands. We'll see whether that's necessarily how far you have
when
to go.
Wait, not
necessarily
the way it comes out.
No, yeah, well, I'm sure there'll be seen the difference, because obviously the more pressure on the threads.
So I could also write with a different.
No, that you can't do, because you can't. Yeah, but then it'll come out differently if it doesn't. Turn the rub on it. Case of Adam's feeling of Mrs. Isliad. So that he would, as our Mishnah says, have to do, first of all, a shinui. Secondly, it would have to be for himself, the tzitzito. Somebody else who needs a tzitzit, or the tefillin and mezuzot, he can do it, but as we said earlier, he can only do it betovah, because besides the problem of doing the malacha, there's also a problem of working. This is working, it's a sefer, this is his work. So if he does it betovah, he does it as a favor to someone, so then it's okay. Give me Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Amen. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, you can actually take it a step further. You can be ma'arim and be pretend that you don't have tefillin by being mocher at shelo. Sell your own. Somebody comes to you, you're the safer, you need tefillin. Sell him your own tefillin. Now you need tefillin, since you need tefillin. So now you can be kesef. Kesef liatzmi. The shaila is Rabbi Yehuda being machmir or not? Is he saying ma'arim? Does that mean that Tanakama was not ma'arim? Or Bepash, the Stasis says he seems to be being machmir. He's saying that Tanakama said that it was mutulacherim betovah. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no, you have to be ma'arim. Or is it that you don't even need that it should be betovah, so it's a cool up. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kotev umocher kedarko, kedei parnasato. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no problem bichlal, and you can sell even lacherim lechatchila, and they can pay you for it, but davke kedei parnasato. So again, it's mashma that he's being more makel, and again, there's a sheet in the places that says adarabah. Until now, everybody would have been matir kedei parnasato, and the only shiloh over here is the other cases, legabi harom, legabi l'teiva, whereas Rabbi Yossi is being more machmir. And he's saying that you can only do it always kedei parnasato. This is not the pashas of the lashon doesn't seem that way. The way it's arranged. Only le Rav Rav Chananel. So Rav gave a hoira la maisa to Rav Chananel, and some say Rav Bar Chana was the one who gave the hoira to Rav Chananel halacha. Kotev u'mocher kedarko kedei parnasato. You're allowed to write the way you normally would as a sefer, as long as this is what you need for your yantiv income. The tovel yerechot techelet, stunner up on the tovel adama yerechot techelet litzitzit, avalode heaven, divir really is. Normally, when you do tviya, the most important thing is an increase in pressure that pulls the thread to two sides, so that then when you twist, it twists tightly, and when you let go of the pressure, the twist now holds the thread together. The greater the pressure, if you've ever seen the very high-quality tzitzit, in which they do the twisting with very strong machines across a whole room, so that there's a tremendous amount of pressure on the thin. The thinner the thread, the finer the thread, the more pressure there was in the twisting. So over here, it says Revelation, no, this is very weak. You can't even use the weight of a stone to weigh down the thread and then twist it, so that at least gives you, first of all, also gives you an aid in the twisting. Obviously, the more weight you have, so the more energy you can put into the stone that keeps twisting the thread around. You can't even use a stone, even though obviously that's not the normal way you would do it. Rav Chachomim say you can even use an even. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, whereas Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Eliezer as saying you can use an even. The only thing you cannot use is a pelech. Avalobe pelech. A spindle is a long stick that has a metal hook at the end that pulls the thread in. You give it a spin. It's heavy. It keeps spinning, and you feed the thread into the little hook on the top, and that hooks it together as it spins, so that you can pull it out on the other end. So that would be the best way to do it. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, v'chein Omer Rav Chiya bar Rav, Omer Rav Yochanan, halacha, bein be'even, bein be'pelech. Again, we paskin l'kul over here, so that it's mutter even to use pelech, v'halacha, kotev kedarko, u'mocher kotev parasato. We also paskin that you can go according to the sheet of Rav Yossi, and it's mutter for a sefer to continue to write tefillin mezuzahs. According to the Ramah, that the tefillin are worn, so according to him, this is dafke if the tefillin are needed during the yantar. According to the others who understand that the sukkah is not referring to wearing the tefillin during the yantar, so it's a hachana, but it's, since it's something that you need immediately after yantar, you can do it during yantar. Hakoveret metot shlosha yamim kodem l'regel. So at this point, we now move into the dinim of avelut completely. In other words, we've been talking about until now the relationship of giluach, the din of somebody who didn't have a chance to be megaleach kedem l'regel, and someone who didn't have a chance to be megaleach kedem l'aveluto. In the end, the Gemara came out that it was talking about takvu avelut, different cases, either takvu avelut, in which case it's butulo, but only to be mekel betar, which is a shinoi, and it's also not a complete haircut, it's only l'hakel mi'ala. And the case in the Mishnah, which applies equally to somebody who was multiple avel, or to someone who was coming into the Mayed, they have exactly the same halachas. If he was on an ocean voyage or on the other onus that he wasn't able to take haircut before, so we're matir. Based on that rather specific case, we got into various limudim earlier in the Gemara, in which we saw that actually there was a comparison of avelus to moed, and that the same din of shiva would apply to both, so that, and of course this goes way back to the Chanukah Samishka, which is during these days. It's very interesting that we're learning it. In the Chanukah Samishkan, you had the time of the Simcha of the Chanukah Samishkan, which is Be'ikr, the Shivas Yomi, right? I mean, that was Shlomo HaMelech, right? Shivas Yomi. So even the Simcha is learned from there to be together, connected the Avelus for not of Aviyu. So that's what it says over there, that it was like an Avelus, Vahiba Yom HaShmini, was Mitzoy the Avelus, so to speak. It said that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that they were Yoshvim in the Mishkan for 7 days. So it was as if they were sitting before the event. So he understood Shemir Mitzvah Yeda Davara. Says the Medrash, he understood something is being planned over here. Doesn't seem too happy, and yet at the same time, those were the happiest days since my separation. He says because Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Sameach Yom, that there wasn't such a Simcha from the time of Simcha Bereishis. So if Vayid Bayom Hashmini expresses both the Simcha of the creation of the Mishkan and also the time of the Avelas of Nadav Avihu, it's an astounding thing. I mean, it's way back at the beginning. There's a fundamental interrelationship between the two sugyas of Avelus and Chag, Meid, Meyad. That's the oil Meyad was the mokum of all of the inyanim of the Meyadim. And so Memela, the Mishnah now begins discussing dinim of Avelut Mamash, and not surprisingly, they begin its connection with the inyanim of the Sa'ar, which was exactly how it was expressed to the brothers of Nadav Aviv, that you're not allowed to allow your hair to grow, and that's the way it was expressed initially. So here too, we begin now with the various dinim that started with Giluach, and that now continue on to the other halachas as well. The difference between Giluach and the other dinim is that Giluach is noyeg all shloishim, so that there's an isser of Giluach for 30 days, whereas a lot of the other dinim of the Avelis are only noyeg v'shivas yomim. And that the Mishnah distinguishes, calling one gzerah shloishim and one gzerah shiva. So the group of dinim, we'll get into these dinim as we go along, the group of the dinim of shiva are called gzerah shiva, the group of the dinim of shloishim are called gzerah shloishim. And this plays now a very important role in the sugya that's coming. So the Mishnah says, HaKoveret Beito Shlosha Yamim, Kodim Lorega. We don't really hold of this halacha l'maisa, because we'll see later on that the Chachamim are chelek on this Mishnah, and that we don't necessarily paskin like the Stam Mishnah here. There's a machlokas how to paskin, and we end up paskining l'kula. And therefore, when it says here Shlosha Yamim, the din halacha l'maisa is afilu sha'achas. But according to the Mishnah, someone who buried a mace, and the reason it refers to burial is because, of course, before burial, we don't begin the avelut. So that it's not in terms of when death took place, but rather when the avelut begins. So someone who had a chance to be kovar at Meito 3 days before the regel. Why 3 days? 3 days we'll see is the ikar time of Bechiyah. And there's halachic distinctions between the first 3 days and the remaining time in terms of halacha, in terms of Shelat Shalom, not Shelat Shalom Mamish, but Pesachim, who is Pesach. So therefore the Tanavar Mishnah holds that the ikar avelus is the first 3 days of Shiva, and therefore if somebody kept those first 3 days, then, when the regal comes along, that's mavato, the rest of Shiva. So the gzera Shiva now becomes bottle on Erev HaRegel. Shemoina, if he kept 8 days, so in other words, it was already the first day. Now again, we're going here not like the shita that holds mitzvah Yom Kekula, we already saw earlier that that's a machlokas, we'll be getting into it again. But 8 days, in other words, he kept the full 7 days and then began the shleishim on the 8th day, and now in the evening it's going to be yontev, then the approach of yontev is mevatel the shleishim. And before yontev, he takes a haircut. Mipnesha amru, because the klal that the Chachamim gave us is that when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbat Ola, if Shabbos falls in the middle of an Avelut, which is pretty reasonable to happen during the course of 7 days, Shabbos falls. So, no, that's an important point.
No, I understand.
No, because according to the Yerushalmi, that's the whole point. Since Shabbos will always fall during the Yemei Avelut, it's absurd to cancel Avelut because of Shabbat. I mean, that makes no sense. That's part of what Shivat Yami means, is Shabbat. We'll see that that's Nogea Mamish La'alok, as to how to understand the whole sugya that's coming up. But so Shabbat counts, it's Ola, and it also not only counts, but it literally counts. In other words, it counts towards the Shiva. Since there are certain things, such as Tashmish HaMitah, which are called Dvarim Shepitzina, people won't know what you're doing in your bedroom, so they don't know. Therefore, there's no problem of keeping the Avelut. The keeping of the Avelut on Shabbat are things that people will notice. So that's not done. But to whatever extent the Avelut is kept on things that are Be'etzim private, so those things count towards the Shiva, in which case the Shiva is still going on, and therefore it's even Ola to the Shiva. Certainly it's Eina Mafseket, in other words, whatever days are left, let's say it comes out on the 6th day, one would still need to keep the 7th day. It's not that the Shiva is over because it was Shabbos. The next morning is still Shiva. Whereas the Regalim, when it comes to Yontev, the Yontev is Mafsikin. It completely cuts off the din, so that if somebody kept, again, according to our Tana, 3 days, halacha l'maisa, to some extent. So somebody who kept now some avelut before, and then the regel begins, afterwards he does not keep the avelut at all, and it counts towards the entire thing. It's mafsik, the entire avelut. We'll see. We're gonna get to it. The inan olin, so that if someone had been kover Meto now in such a case, or hadn't kept 3 days according to Aratana, Aratana over here. Only, let's say, it was only 2 days. So over there, it wasn't Mevata Gzera Shiva. You can't count the Yemei HaRegel, and therefore it's as if those days didn't exist. And the Oval goes back now to counting the remaining 5 days and so on. Right? So whatever it is, the Regel now would not be counted towards it. Right? That's again, we'll see. We're going to see that Lamaisa, there's a very interesting mechanism going on here by which the introduction to the Regel, that period, becomes the Shiva. It counts towards Shiva, even to take those days off of the Shloshi. Now the Regel itself counts as another 7 days of the Shloshi, because one is in shaving during that time, in which case anyway the dinim of the shleshim are ongoing in rega, so that there's another 7 days that are counted, which now leaves the individual without really the entire shloshim to complete, even though he hasn't yet begun the shloshim. So in the case where it cancels the shiva, there's still going to be a significant difference in how many days he keeps after, but that we'll see later. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Misheharav Beit HaMikdash, from the time of the churban, in which case on Shavuot there are not 7 days any longer to bring korbanos. It used to be together with Yemei Tashlumim of Atzeret, as we'll see in Masechet Chagiga, we have 7 days, so that all of those days are basically regel days. But once the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, so now Atzeret has the same dinner Shabbos. It's not really a regel. It doesn't have the chashivas of Shivas Yomim. Was Rabbi Gamliel Omer, even Rosh Hashanah now, and Yom HaKippurim are kiragolim, that even though they're only 1 day, they have a din of a regel too. V'chachamim omrim lo k'divrezeh v'lo k'divrezeh. We disagree. Atzeret is indeed kiragolim because it has a din of Simchas Regel. Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim have a din of Shabbos, and therefore it's not going to be mafsi.
This is
with regard to Avilut, yeah. No, which one? Do we hold like what? Like the Chachamim? No, we hold that it's Mevata. Yeah. We go according to the Das of the Mekel, because I love the Mekel. We'll see later in the Gemara. Okay, so according to, here it comes out as the nafkamina, but what you mentioned before, Bob, about what you were laughing at a little bit, that Shabbos always comes out in Shiva. According to the Yerushalmi, that's the reason. The distinction, it's not the question whether it's Yom Echad or not Yom Echad. The point over here is that not every Avilut includes a Yom Kippur or a Rosh Hashanah, but every Avilut has to include a Shabbat, and therefore Shabbat was included in Yimei Avilut. That's the understanding of it, I'll leave it to Yerushalmi. Those who weren't aware of the Yerushalmi, who came to figure out what could be the reason for this, so there were mechalik between Yom HaKippurim and Rosh Hashanah, and it's interesting, some of the Yerushalmi even paskin on this basis, is that there's elements of Simchas Yontev, apparently, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as well. So that even though we don't say Halal, and even though the Sifrei Chaim, and Sifrei Meitim, and Ptuchim, and it's a day of tension, and nonetheless, this is okay, a number of different issues. First of all, do you say Hasienu in Musa? Es Birkat Moadecha, L'Chaim, L'Shalom, Ani. We have a meaning not to say that, but on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but there are those, because of this Gemara, we're misakin to say it, because it says, otherwise, why is there a difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur in terms of Afsak? It must be that at least there's mixed as Simcha. But others, again, learn like the Yerushalmi. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the Iker Takana of Avelut. If Shabbos is always going to be there, so they're on the second of it. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not. They weren't. Omar Rab, although it says over here that Bot Lahemenu Gizerat Shloshim, what is that Gizerat Shloshim? What that means is that the dinim are bottled, but the days are not bottled. Whatever that's supposed to mean, I was going to ask, what is that supposed to mean? Say, Yomim lo bottled. V'chenom Ravuna, Gizerat Shloshim, yes, that's bottled. But the Yomim are lo bottled. Rav Shesha says, no, Afilo Yomim nami bitl. Even the days of the Shloshim also were canceled. My taima Yomim lo bitl. Over here, the words my taima are being used the way they're used all the time in the Yerushalmi. My taima meaning in terms of what? What do we mean that it's not bottled? And Tosfos says it's a little bit weird. We don't find it here. It would have been nicer, said Tosfos, if we would have said, le'inyin ma'ilo bottled. shall not my time alabatil. But again, it's not matzobe. This is used, the language is also used. So the gabe what? In other words, in terms of which issue? Tam. The way we would say it in English is, in what sense? Tam is a sense. My time, in what sense? Well, bitl. So the words still make perfectly good sense. My time a little bit. So in what sense are they not bottle? They're not bottle in the I sense that im logi lacher varego. In other words, when we say batlo imenu gzerat shloshim, what we mean is that he's open now. Thank you so much. He's open now to the rights of not keeping the dinim of the shloshim because of the approach of the regel. So if he takes advantage of that and he does the hachonas for the regel, so now we've canceled the shloshim for him. But suppose he doesn't, so then the shloshim wasn't canceled. In which case, he's still going to have to keep, despite the fact that the regel passed, he's still going to have to keep and be mashon the rest of the shloshim. Achar haregel, 30 days from the kvura. That's what I mean. It comes out that the regel is not ipso facto mevato the shloshim. It's only that the gezerah of the iser of the shloshim was removed on erev haregel. If he goes in and he's megaleach, so then comes along the regel is mevato now the shloshim itself. But if he never ended now the gezerah shloshim, so the regel is mevato with shloshim yom. That's the machlokes. The Italian, indeed, we learn hakoveret meitov shloshe yomim kodem l'rega botla imena gezerat shiva. So if he had 3 days, so those 3 days, as we saw, the Tanavar Mishnah holds at the Iker. Avelut is 3 days, and that's, there's various dinim, there are bedavka in the 3 days. We don't pass them like this, we pass them even any amount of time. But these 3 days, so then botla imena gezerat shiva. If he had 8 days, and again, we don't paskin like this because we paskin mikvah zayon kekulos, and neither of these statements are halacha. But if he had 8 days, so then kedem l'regel batla imena gezerat shloshim. Umigaleach erev haregel. Oh, now here's the important point that we're trying to bring a raya from. He has to now shave erev haregel, but im lo gilach erev haregel. If he doesn't shave erev haregel, then he's even also megaleach achar haregel. So in other words, he doesn't lose the shloshim despite the fact that the regel passed. And that's exactly what we had said a moment ago, that the gzeirah shloshim may be batal, but the yomim aren't batal. It's not that he actually is viewed as having kept 30 days. He didn't keep 30 days unless he entered into the regel in a matzav in which he was no longer in a state of avelut.
This
already is a discussion that we'll have, whether it's true about kivus too. In other words, which halachas is it referring to? Is it afka halach and giluach that everybody recognizes? Well, we'll talk about. But pashtus, it's true about kivus as well.
That would break it all.
So we'll see. We'll talk about.
He has to do an act.
Well, possibly, or he has to stop his avilut. Again, that's what they're raising. That's the question. Is that he has to do an act, or that he has to actually not be in a state of avilut in any sense? That he actually was mechabes his begadim, was megaleach, and so Abba Shaul Omer, and here again, this is clearly what the machlokas was, because this is Abba Shaul Shita, that even the yomim are betelim, so Abba Shaul Omer, mutar legaleach achar haregel. It is mutar to shave now after the regel, even if he didn't do the shaving before. Sheki shem shemitzvat shlosha mevatelet gezerat shiva. Are we not clear that the gezerah of shlosha yom, those dinim that were in those 3 days, that then it's mevato the shiva, and we're all agreed that without any further ado, he didn't need to do anything. It's now regel time. The man keeps the regel. Mitzray haregel. Is he mashlim the shiva? He didn't shave because we weren't mevato the gezerah shlosha. We didn't keep 8 days. He kept 3 days. So the din over there is, he certainly does not shave. Nonetheless, after the regel, there's nobody who holds it, we're mashlim the shiva. So it's not that the person had to do something now in order to be mevatel the halachas that allow him to cancel the days. So why for the shloshim is it any different? Explain to me. The shiva, all that happened is that the regel came along, and the guy now is after the Yontif Potter from the rest of Yeshiva, despite the fact that he didn't respond to the coming of the Yontif. So the same thing should be true of the Shloshim. If the guy didn't do it, he wasn't Megaleah, he's no longer after Shloshim, after the regular. I don't see what the Nafkamina is. So Kach Mitzvah Shiva Mevatelet Gzeirat Shloshim. Okay, this is a complex sugya. It seems very simple on the surface, but it leaves us with the question of, so what is the din of the Gzeirat Shiva? The guy is now on the third day of his Avelut. Comes along the regular. Does he or does he not? Is he supposed to do something for the regular or not? Does he wash for the regular? Does he shower? Is there a heter to shower for the regular? Or is there no heter until the actual regular? How you learn that is nogea how you understand Abishol's statement. If you learn that it's usher to do anything, so in other words, all that would happen is that the moment that Yontif is chal, he now is no longer an Ovel b'tov Shiva, and during the regal itself, the regal is mafsik, so there's no dinim of avilut, and therefore now during the regal he can shower. Of course, he can't take a haircut anyway, he doesn't take a haircut. So the showering would be obviously only on ways that are mutar on yontif. He could wash ponev yad of a raglov in warm water, shower his goof in cold water, and so on. Or there are those who hold that this means that before yontif, he's also allowed to shower in the same way that the shloshim, the ben shloshim, is allowed to be megaleah before yontif. The bittel of the Shiva would allow Rechitza before Shabbos. But then, so what is Abishol proving? Who's to say that this is true? That someone who, same way he's saying that the regal is Mefatel the Shiva. There's no din of Shiva afterwards. Meaning what? Even if he didn't shower? Even if he didn't take care of what he could take care of for the Yontif? Why is that taken for granted? Okay, so we see that this is a problem. Again, we'll have to address. Let's first get the overall framework of the sugya, because we're introducing a lot of new ideas. So too, says Abishol, Mitzvah Shiva is Mivatelet Gzeirat Shloshim. Mitzvah? Wait a second here. Did I hear you say that the Mitzvah Shiva is Mivatelet Gzeirat Shloshim? Didn't the Mishnah say he keeps Shemayna Yomi? You're saying he keeps Shiva Yomi? I thought he had to be one day into the Shloshim in order for the Regel to be Mavatel. Anan Shmonetznan, the Mishnah didn't say seven, the Mishnah said eight. Ah, here again we get to the famous sheet of Abishol, Kosovar Abishol, Mikzat Ayom Kekulay, V'yom Shevi Eila Lolekan Olekan. The seventh day counts not only as the end of the Shiva, but as the beginning of the Shloshim. Oh, no, the mixes of the seventh. That's for sure, it's a mixes of the seventh.
How does
it work for the 30? That's even a bigger question. We say it's Eilu Lekan, Eilu Lekan. Does it count as 2 days? It's a sheep, it also counts as 2 days. And that the Shloshim ends on the 29th, because we already had 2 days. And the 7th was the 7th and the 8th together.
Yeah.
So, it's very creative. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shalom.
Amen.
Omer Rav Chisda Omer Ravina Bar Shila. Halacha Kabashol. First of all, we paskin like Kabashol that the Shiva is certainly the first day of the Shloshim also. And not only that, but as we saw earlier, Umodim Chachamim Labashol, Kishechal Shmini Shalol Leyot Bishabbat Erev Areda. Suppose the eighth day, which would be the beginning of the Shloshim, turns out to be a Shabbos. So that now he wouldn't be able to go and take a haircut for the regal since it's Shabbos. In such a case, even the Chachamim and in that case, at the end of the Shiva, even though according to them it's only the Shiva, nonetheless it's mutter because of the Shabbos to go ahead and be semech to do the giluach before Shabbos. Now, kamanas ahad yom rav amram amar rab avel kiven shamdu menachamim etzlom mutar berachitza. Clearly, we're talking about the last day of Shiva here, and it says the moment that the people who came to be Menachem Ovel leave, whenever that is, in the morning, in the afternoon, whenever they leave, at that moment he gets up and he's allowed to do already the things that are usher to do during Shiva, including taking a shower. Kiban ka Abishol. Obviously, that's going according to Abishol, according to which the Shiva ended on the morning, specifically on the morning. Does not include the night. And it was about to say mikzas yom kekulay legabe inyonim of the laila. Although there are those who hold that legabe tashmish hamita actually it would count. Lil shvi would already be mikzas yom. So halacha Abishol biyom Shiva. And Moedim Chachom La B'Shol B'Yom Shloshim, Amrina Mitzvah B'Kulay, and Rava says Alok Kabashol B'Yom Shloshim. We paskin on the Yom Shloshim that it's in Mitzvah Yom Kekulah. But we don't paskin like Kabashol and Yom Hashvi. But certainly not what Abaye says, that the Chachomim Remeida that Mitzvah Yom Kekulah on the Yom Shloshim. It's true what he's saying, but not because of Chachomim Remeida, because we're paskin like Kabashol. But Adarab, when it comes to paskin like Kabashol, that's the only time we paskin like Kabashol. We don't paskin like Kabashol on the Shvi. And Nardoi Amre, that actually passed my Gabashol on both. And Alok Gabashol, Bezo, the Omashwa, Alok Devre Amekel, the Avel. The din is, we always go look when it comes to Avilut. We have over here a sheet of Mixyam Kakulai. Let's use that sheet of both for Shiva and for Shlosha. And as Bob put it, do a little creative accounting according to Sarmashan. This is mentions the idea that maybe Shvi Ela Lakano Lakano means we count the seventh day as the eighth day also. So that's 7 and 8. So 29th is already the Shlosha for Mixyam Kakulai. So he really cuts off basically another 2 days from the Shlosha.
The Shlosha starts on the 8th, or is
it no. Included in the Shiva, or the Shiva is included in the Shloshim. Now, where do we get this idea of a Chalal, of Shloshim? Shloshim Minolan. Well, not surprisingly, where do we learn that from? The Chanukah Hanishkan again, the happiest days in which there was the interference of Avelut. Yolif Pera Pera. So there's a Lashon that we find of Shloshim, the main din of Shloshim, Roshechem Al Tifro, the Ksivach Roshechem Al Tifro. What's the Roshechem Al Tifro? Is the din of Avelut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, even though a normal Avel would have to be allow his hair to grow, but you, the Kayanim in the Beta in the Mishkan, Roshechem Al Tifro. Let everybody else be Boche the Sreifa, but you can't. And how do we know Tifro'u is 30 days? Oh, we learn that out from the Zirut, because by a Nazir it says, Gadel Pera Sa'ar Rosho. So the Pera is the Lo Tifro'u. What is the definition of Pera? Shloshim Yom by Nazir, because Tam the Zirut is Shloshim Yom. Afkan Shloshim, so therefore Al Tifro'u, to the Kohanim, who are not allowed to be Misavel, means that there should be Tifro for somebody who is allowed to be Misavel, and that's defined by a Nazir's Tifro, which is Shloshim Yom. V'hataminolan, how do we know the Nazir is Shloshim Yom? Omar Matna, Stam Nizirut, Shloshim Yom. My timer, Omar Kro Kadosh Yihyeh. Where do we see a remez to this? The Torah says the Nazir should be Kodesh, and that's his Kodesh, Gadel Pera. So Yihyeh Gadel Pera is Begematria Shlotarkin, have add up the Gematria of Yihyeh for Gadel Pera, and you get 30. Omar Fenim Breder of Yeshua, Akomo Dim Kishachal Shlishi Shelo Liyot Erev HaRegel, Shasur Berchitza Adher. If he's still now an Oval Betoch Shlosh on Erev HaRegel, so then everybody's made it that until the evening he can't do his rechitza. In other words, we're not going to be matred from him from the beginning of the day. Because you need Shlosh Yomim Shlemi. Now, according to Rashi, this means that Erev HaRegel can't do rechitza at all, even 10 minutes before the regel. There's no heter the way we find by Shloshim that it's mevatel the dinim of the shiva, and that he would have to do. He'd have to wait until Chol HaMoed to take a hot shower, or he can wash betzeni. However, others learn that it's similar to the Shloshim, and that there's a bittel of the dinim of the shiva. Omer of Nechemia Bereder of Yeshua, Ashkachtino l'Rav Papi l'Rav Popo. I found Rav Papi and Rav Popo both saying together, Yatvi v'kamri halocha k'ravuna Bereder of Yeshua. Sure, that's how we pass the Nezasa Brachitza Ada Erev. We don't say Miktzata Yom Kekulai, and that the din of Shloisha Yomim means that there's a bittel in the morning. Yigri Amram Lechemir Breder of Yosef, Ashkachin Lerav Papi Lerav Papa, Ulerav Huna Breder of Yoshua, that I found all three of them, the Atvi Vekamri, Hako Modim, Sheim Chal Shlishi Shelo Liyot, Erev HaRegel, Shasur Brachitza Ada Erev. So the originally, the Halacha was said by all three, not that they paskined like Rav Huna Breder of Yoshua, but rather Rav Huna Breder of Yoshua was sitting together with Rav Papi and Rav Papa, and they all came out with this Halacha together. So, Boi Mine Abaye Mirava. In kotvim shtarei chov b'moed v'inein oma amino she'in oma yochal, referring to the sofer, arei ze yiftot. In kotvim svarim tefillin mezuzot b'moed v'in magin otachat afilu b'sefer Ezra or Azara. Rabbi Yehuda, imer kotev adam tefillin mezuzot v'atzmo v'tove al yirecho techelo tzitziuto. Tana Rabbanan, kotev adam tefillin mezuzot v'atzmo v'tove al yirecho techelo tzitziuto. Ula acherim, only b'tova, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, omer, Ma'arim u'melcheret shelo v'chozer v'kotev l'atzmo. Rabbi Yossi omer, kotev u'melcher k'darko, as long as it's k'dei parnasato. Orilei rav l'rav chanano, v'armi l'rav abar chano l'rav chanano, halacha kotev u'melcher k'darko k'dei parnasato. V'tovel yirechotchel, etan rabbanu tovel adam yirechotchel l'tzitzito, avolo be'evan, devir Rabbi Eliezer, v'chachomim omrim haf be'evan. Rabbi Yudah omer, mishmol shel Rabbi Eliezer, be'evan, avolo be'pelech, v'chachomim omrim, בין באבן, בין בפלח. אומר רבי יונה משבול וכן אומר מחיר ברב, אומר רבי יוחנן, הלכה בין באבן, בין בפלח, והלכה כותב כדרכו ומוכר כדי פרנסתו. הקובר איתו שלושה יומים קודם לרגע בתלוי מן הגזירת שבעה, שמונה, ואתרמנו איבן גזירת שלושים. ובני שאמרו שבת עולה ואינה מפסקת, רגלים מפסיקים ואינן עולים. רב ליעזר אומר, מי שחרב בית המקדש, עצרת, as the same din as Shabbat. רב גמליאל אומר, ראש השנה ויום הכיפורים, even though they're only יום אחד, are כרגולים. וככלים אומרים, לא כדברי זה ולא כדברי זה, עצרת is certainly כרגולים, ראש השנה ויום הכיפורים, is only כשבת, that it's עולה, and אינה מפסקת. אומר רב, גזירת שלושים, yes, that's בטל, but the יומים לא בטל. חן אומר רבונה, גזירת שלושים, that's bato. יומים לא bato. Again, the question over here, would this גזירת refer to the Shiva as well? Gemara seems to be talking about only the שלושים. How about if the guy was not Isaac? And this is again the question we asked later on. What's Abishol saying? Kashem she. What's the Kashem she? Perhaps this is true about the Shiva as well. If he continued to be knowing the dinam of Shiva, so then Enochinami, he'd have to be Mashal maybe the Shiva afterwards, assuming that there's a heter not to take a shower, not to be Megaleach obviously, because he's still with our Shloshi, but to be Rochitz before Yantar. Would it be the same halacha? Would we also say the Gezerah is bought, meaning he can take a shower, but if he doesn't take a shower, continues to be Noyeg, so then the days of the regular not oil, and he has to keep the Shiva afterwards. But this again is a machloikas in the Rishonim. But the pashtus, I mean, the way I read the Gemara is that it's a reference to Gzeirah Shloshim, because that's the examples that we bring, and it's clear from Ravuna from Abishol that something is strange later on. So we kept it simple by referring to the Shloshim. Again, we'll talk about this tomorrow more. V'chein om Ravuna Gzeirat batlu b'yamim lo b'tlu. Rav Sheshi says even the yamim nami b'tlu. My time of yamim lo betlu. In what sense? She'im lo gilach erev haregel. Asur legaleach acha haregel. He still needs to keep shloshim. V'atanya, or the way again we read it, v'atanya. And indeed we learned. There are Rishonim who have a completely different explanation and ask v'atanya. But again, let's keep it simple now. After you have a chance to review it a little. We can talk about it tomorrow and see what the alternatives are. V'yatanya, and indeed we learned, ha-koveret meitosh l'shiyamim kodem l'regal, bot la'imena gzeirat shiva. Shemone yomim kodem l'regal, then even bot la'imena gzeirat shloshim, u'megaleach erev ha-regal. Notice that it doesn't say anything about what to do erev ha-regal of bot la'imena gzeirat shiva, which is an indication that Rashi is right, and that erev ha-regal, if the person is still betar shloisha, he can't take a shower either. V'im lo gilach erev haregel, asur legaleach achar haregel. Abba Shaul omer, mutar legaleach achar haregel. Shekeshem, shemitzvat shlosha, mivatel gzeirat shiva, kach mitzvat shiva, and he says shiva instead of shmona, is mivatel gzeirat shloshim. Shiva. The Mishnah said shmona. Yeah, but Kesav Rabbi Shor mitzvah Yom Kekulo, and therefore Yom Shvi'i is really Yom Shmini also. And it's Ololola Kanolakan. So it counts as the first day of the Gzerot Shloshim, which means that we're counting it as a full extra day. Omer Chista Omer Avino Bar Shiva Halacha Ka'aba Shaul, and that's been Ageh the Shiva, but even the Chachomer made that in a case of Keshachal Shmini Shel Aliyot B'Shabbat, and then it's Erev HaRegel, so he can't do his Giluach, Mutar L'Galeach B'Erev Shabbat, and on the Shvivsh, and the Mitzvah Sayyum. And Keman Hoz, Odim Rav Amar Amar Rav, Ovel, Kimen Shomdu Menachmi Mietzvah, Mutar B'Erev Chitzah, immediately, even though it's still Shvi, Keman, obviously kavashol. Omer Abaye, halacha kavashol b'yom shiva. And I don't even need to paskin like Abba Shol b'yom shloshim because the Chachamim made it Abba Shol b'yom shloshim. Damnei miksata yom kekulo. Rava says, no, the Chachamim are certainly chaylek. We paskin like Abba Shol only on yom shloshim. So there we're makel to say miksata yom kekulo. But in halacha ka Abba Shol b'yom shiva. Whereas Nardai amri halacha ka Abba Shol b'zo. D'yom ha-shmuel halacha ka d'vri ha-makel ba'avel. Now, how do we get the idea of shloshim yom? You know. Yoli pera minazir, k'divacha roshechem atifro, uk'divatam gadir pera, so the loshen tifro and pera are the same. It means which case, malalam by nazir, shloshim yom is a given, afkan to the kohanim, and therefore by implication to all avelut, shloshim. How do we know by the dinam of nazir, omar matna, stam nazirut shloshim yom, my time omar kakadosh yiyeh gadir pera. The Yeh Gadel Pera means Shloshim Yeh Gadel Pera. So it's Begamatria Tlatidam. Omer of Unabereder of Yeshua, Hakol Modim, Kishechal Shlishi Shelo, Liyoder of Aregel, Sheasur Berchitza Ad Ha'erev. There's no dinner, Mitzvah Sayon Kekulai, that there's Yom HaShlishi is completed in the beginning of the morning of Yom HaShlishi. And then already, we're in Mavat of the dinner of Shiva. That is not such a law. Omrim Nechemi, Breder of Yoshua, Ashkachtinim Rav Papi, Rav Papa, Diyati, Vikama, that's how we pass. Now, Lach Rav Funa, Breder of Yoshua, there's no Dina Mitzvayom Kekulai when it comes to the Shloshi Yomi. Ikeni Amre, Omrim Nechemi, Breder of Yosef, I actually found Rav Papi, Rav Papa together with Rav Funa, Breder of Yoshua, Diyati, Vikamri, Akom, Modim, Shim, Chal, Shlishi, Shalom, Liyoder, Varegel, Shasur, Berchitza, Ad Ha'erev. Boy, Mine, Abayim, Mirabba. Kavro beregel itself. Regel olalo leminyan shloshim or in regel olalo leminyan shloshim. I understand, of course, leminyan shiva lo kami boile, but that's because lo noago mitzvah shiva beregel. I'm only asking, like abi minyan shloshim, since anyway is not shaving beregel, and the mitzvahs of shloshim are noig beregel, my. Amale eno ole, eit ve'akovert mitosh ne'yamim kodem aregel, he still has to count for the Shiva Chamish.